So the good morning. We're continuing Chayodim, Klal Yotes, and Simen Ches. So before going any further in the Simen, let's try to understand this halacha. And there really is a lot to understand. We said before that the most important part of davening betzibur is the tefillah betzibur, more important than the kedusha and the kaddish, which people make the mistake to think the main purpose is the kaddish and kedusha. That's not the main purpose. The Chayyadim said the main purpose is the idea of davening together with the tzibur. And here we seem to be saying the opposite. We seem to be saying that if you have a choice between tefillah betzibur, you're walking in and you're davening with the tzibur, but you're going to lose kedusha. You can't do that. You can't daven in such a way that you're going to lose kedusha. As a matter of fact, the Bir Halacha has the question even further. He says, what about a situation where a person naturally always davens slowly? So this case, the person davens the average pace of everybody else, but he's starting later than everybody else. But what about a case where he starts at the same time as everybody else, but he always davens slowly? So the Bir Halacha contemplates the possibility of the halacha. He says he's not sure that maybe you're not allowed to do that either. You can't start Shemoneh Esrei in the way you're going to miss Kedusha. So this person will never daven tefillah b'tzibur, because every time he comes to shul, he cannot start with the tzibur together in such a way that he's going to miss Kedusha. So he will have to wait till after everybody finishes davening, everybody finishes, the chazan finishes Lazar Sashatz, the chazan finishes saying the Kaddish after Tachlu, let's say by Shacharis, and the Kaddish after Olein, after Tiskabel, after Obelitzion, and then he'll start Hishmon Esrei. Which sounds extraordinary that we should contemplate such a possibility. And Mr. Burr says he's not sure what the halacha is. So here we clearly see that Kedusha and Kaddish and these remains of Kela Kaddish and Shemaya Tefillah and Moedim is more important than Tefillah B'tzibur. And we clearly said before, not like that. So how do we understand this halacha? This is the challenge which we have over here. Okay. On the one hand. On the other hand, the Mr. Burr brings an Eitzah, which also seems to be very confusing. So if answering Kedusha and answering Kaddish are so important, so is there any idea of stepping out and say, well, I'll step out, so I'm not with the Tzibur, so don't throw my Kedusha or Kaddish. So that actually the Mishnah Berurah brings that there's an Eitzah, if you step out to the Chatzah Beis HaKnesses where there's no minyan going on, you can start Shemoneh Esrei right away. You wouldn't have Tefillah B'Tzibur, maybe you have Tefillah B'Shosha Tzibur Mispaladim, but you'll miss Kedusha and Kaddish, no problem. So we just said for a moment before that Kaddish Kedusha is so important, and now we're saying just step out, everything is okay. Okay. To understand this, we need to understand a few points, and it might take us a little bit of time, so let's go slowly. The first question we need to understand is tefillah b'tzibur a mitzvah? And we've clearly said it's very important, and we have to travel for it, etc. But there's an interesting question, because we find that by tefillah b'tzibur there are limits to how much you have to do. You have to travel 1 mil from your home to get to Minyan. The time it takes to go 18 minutes. Some suggest if you live in a city and the distance even further, maybe you have to go even further. There's no such limit by tefillin. Person says, I know that there's tefillin 25 minutes away. So, I'm sorry, it's more than 18 minutes. I don't have to put on tefillin today. You have a chiv to put on tefillin today. Go get tefillin. You have a chiv to do that. So what does it mean that we put a limit on this thing? So therefore there are some who understand that this is indicative of the fact that tefillah b'tzibur is not a mitzvah. Because it would be a chiyuv gomer, not just a suggested a good idea to have your tefillahs be accepted, but it's a chiyuv. How can we have these type of limitations? And this is based on the Gemara in Brachos. However, the some Sofer and others are very adamant, or Moshe and the Tshuva, very adamant that tefillah b'tzibur is a mitzvah. So Moshe says, if tefillah b'tzibur is a mitzvah, so why do we have these limitations? So he suggests the following, that the same way we put rules of limits by mitzvahs, I say, a person costs so much money, you're put through mitzvahs, I say, because you're considered a oinus. So Chazal were able to put different rules of what defines an oinus. Now, why do they choose these rules? So he suggests, because over here, at least you'll have the mitzvah tefillah. In most cases, you'll end up with no mitzvah at all. Here, you do get a mitzvah, you just won't have the milah tefillah b'tzibur. So even though it's a mitzvah, they put limits how much you're mechayev to do. Okay. What about Kedusha and these type of things? What is the status of Kedusha in regards to mitzvah? So the Arizal, Shulchan Aruch Rav, others say that answering Kedusha is a mitzvah say deraisa of inikdashti b'sech b'nei Yisrael. So tefillah b'tzibur is a mitzvah derabbanan, and Kedusha is a mitzvah deraisa of inikdashti b'sech b'nei Yisrael. Kaddish, Kedusha, etc. So here I have a conflict, which we will continue to talk about the next year. What do you do when you have a conflict with? I have a mitzvah derabbanan immediately in front of me, and I have a mitzvah deraisa down the road. And if I do the mitzvah derabbanan, I will end up not doing the mitzvah deraisa. What should I do? How do I deal with that conflict? So we're leaving you with that question, and we hope you'll come back to listen to tomorrow's shiur to find the answer. Have a good day.